Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, September 22nd, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We share these messages from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA. And our desire each day is to encourage believers all around the world. Today's message is titled, Thy Great Faithfulness, with the scripture text being Genesis 8, verse 22.
As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease.
Today is the last day of summer. Cool, fragrant autumn air did not wait for its official starting time at 12:03 a.m. tomorrow morning to appear. It's already bright and crisp outside, with a distinct feel of fall in the air. On the site today, I have a photo I took earlier this morning. The 4 days representing the change of seasons during each year are regular reminders of God's faithfulness in His keeping of the long-standing promise in our daily text. This promise will be kept, quote, as long as the earth endures. The equinoxes are the 2 days out of the whole year when the northern and southern hemispheres receive the same amount of sunlight and the days and nights are the same length. At the equator, the sun is directly overhead. Equinox means equal night. It's another remarkably predictable evidence of God's faithfulness and the precise order in His providential design.
Due to the Creator's remarkable order, astronomers can determine years ahead when this day will occur. For instance, the spring or vernal equinox will be at 4:18 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on March 20th, 2547, just in case you want to plan ahead and get that marked on your calendar. So I guess it would be in the year 2547.
It's over 500 years away.
It's astounding that many of these same scientists are blinded to the Creator behind the design. What takes greater faith? That this is a matter of random chance or purposeful intelligent design.
Many years ago, I read an article by an astronomer by the name of Robert Jastrow, who made this statement, and I'm quoting him here, "For the scientist who has lived by his faith in the power of reason, the story ends like a bad dream. He has scaled the mountains of ignorance. He is about to conquer the highest peak. As he pulls himself over the final rock, he is greeted by a band of theologians who have been sitting there for centuries." End quote. Hallelujah! I am on that final rock.
God gave Noah the wonderful promise expressed in the daily verse immediately after the flood. It's a promise that we see fulfilled every day, but should particularly note at the seasonal changes. Consider the steady, yet often ignored testimony of God's great faithfulness seen in the changing of the seasons expressed in this promise. It can give us a rich assurance today of God's faithfulness in all things and certainly that which concerns us. In fact, it was the inspiration behind one of the verses to a classic hymn most of you will recognize, and it's actually my favorite hymn. With joy and assurance, receive it today.
In fact, it's the very hymn being played in the background that Brooksine recorded a little earlier this morning. The verse that's so pertinent to today's message. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest. Sun, moon, and stars in their courses above. Join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. And of course that hymn is the great classic hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Let's pray together. Almighty Father, You are a God of perfect order, and Your immutable character does not change. Your perfect design of the universe and all of created life that sustains it is also testimony to Your unchanging faithfulness. We join with the beauty of Your creation in bringing praise, honor, and glory to You, our faithful God, who provides for all of our needs. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing the prayer with us, Brooksine. It's such a privilege to bring these messages to you today. Our web ministry, our ministry in all of its facets, is called Daily Encouragement Net. We're a website where we will read always, virtually always anyway, additional materials beyond what I share in the podcast is www.dailyencouragement.net. Daily Encouragement is all run together as one word, .net. A couple of extra points I'd like to make today. Several times I referred to astronomy in the message, and it's so easy, for many anyway, to confuse astronomy with astrology. Astronomy is the science that deals with the material universe beyond the Earth's atmosphere and is quite valid. Astrology, on the other hand, is an occultic pseudoscience claiming divination by the positions of the planets and sun and moon. And when I allude to the equinoxes and the issues I spoke about today, that's actual science. That's astronomy. Well, again, Brooksine is playing softly in the background today, the great hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Also have a link to a service in a church, one of my favorite online churches in Canada, that has a congregational singing of the hymn, if you need a little reminder of that. Also have a couple of pictures on the website today. I have a photo of Jimmy, who I referred to in yesterday's message, a friend of mine who has a disorder known as Tourette's syndrome, and Jimmy just is so often out in front of his apartment when I drive by, and sure enough, yesterday I drove by and saw him and asked if I might take his picture. He's aware that I share his life on these messages. He is a fellow believer, has a lot of overcoming, and his picture's on the website today, as well as a picture we took yesterday of an interesting sight in our part of the world. We have many Amish people that live in our area, and it's a picture of a parking lot, actually, of a major grocery chain, but in consideration for the Amish, they will place up a barn for the Amish to place their horses and buggies in when they're shopping, and it's quite a sight, and I always get a kick out of seeing it. Also alluded today, it's at the very beginning of the message, the picture I took early this morning, last summer day of 2006, and it's a beautiful morning landscape shot. Well, have a blessed day today. There is one other matter I'd like to share with you. The last couple days on the website, I've had up an online, I call it the Daily Encouragement Net Bible Knowledge Test. And many of you have taken the test. And you can get a link to take the test on the site today. And since it's been up a couple days, I also have a link to a key, a test answer key, for any that have taken the test and just kind of want to see how they've done. Well, have a blessed day today. Your God is faithful. Let us all stay faithful to Him.